think it would have hit him right in the chest, and we would have been just fine.
But seriously, how much practice do you get?
I throw, you know, a few back a week, just, you know, to keep it loose. It's kind of like riding a bike. You know, once you do it, you know, you never forget how to do it. You know, I did it in high school. I did it in the college all-star game. In 2007, I did it in the Jets preseason game. So it's something I'm comfortable with doing.
Well, just going back to Sunday, and, I mean, obviously you're involved in doing your own job, but how different does all the different looks that Robert and this offense can now throw at an opponent, pistol, shotgun, under center, do you think changes the defensive approach to what they know is coming or what they can expect?
Well, you know, when we have the option to have our quarterback keepers, you know, it makes the defense play honestly. You know, usually you're handing it to the running back and the defense has an extra guy in the box. But if they do bring down the eighth defender and the quarterback's running the ball, then we have that extra blocker. So it kind of brings back, you know, the tables are a little more even now than they usually are. You know, the defense usually has the favor.
Coach talked about you guys working as a group and it's the sum of the parts as opposed to the individuals. How do you think that cohesion worked for you guys in week one, considering that you didn't get to play together as a five-man unit in the preseason?
You know, I think we play well. And, you know, with Corey, you know, obviously he's a veteran, you know, in this O-line room, and he has a lot of experience in running the zone scheme, so we weren't worried about him not coming back to week one. And the rest of the guys, we've been, you know, practicing all offseason, so we were, you know, really pleased with the way we played, and we actually still left some plays out there, too.
What is the main area you guys want to improve in? I mean, you kept them, you know, clean for the most part. You know, what areas do you look at you want to get better at?
I mean, just executing. I mean, obviously there was a few plays that didn't, you know, we only got a couple yards on versus 4 or 5 yards on. And, you know, if we take a better angle or a better hand placement, or, you know, whether the back's angle was a little bit too wide or too narrow on a play, or, you know, so everybody has their part in fixing up a few plays here and there.
For you individually, when he's in pistol versus shotgun, how do you kind of sort through your mind about how much you have to put on your snaps? I mean, is it a big difference, or is it not really a...
Well, pistol and shotgun are the same thing for me. You know, when he's underneath.
Pistol, right?
I mean, yeah, I mean, I just do the same thing.
Okay.
It's kind of hard to describe. Just
right.
Shotgun snap and just let's go.
But, I mean, you don't have to put, I guess, remind yourself to not put as much.
No, I snap it the exact same way, both ways.